Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam sugar.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it.
It's another beautiful Saturday morning. Good morning. This is Buddy Slowick, your rock and roll handyman, here until 12 o'clock, making all kinds of noise on the radio about taking care of your house. And we'll do a music segment. And we'll come up at, I think, 10:30. We've got Patton Seabrook is going to be on the phone with us, and we'll talk about Seabrook Paints and what they're all about. So pretty good. A good bit of information coming your way today. Plus, we'll be happy to take your calls or texts. You call us at 888-808-8637. And this first segment is really a good time to make a call, because after that, we get kind of busy with guests and whatnot and music, and it's hard to take calls. But we can always, always take your text anytime. Jump on the text line anytime you get a notion with any question at all. It's just right. 601-879-4395 is our text number. And we, you know what, we would like to hear from you a whole bunch. As much as we can, that's great. Good morning, Lance.
What's up, my man?
Man, it's great to see you today.
Yes, sir. Did you have a good week? I mean, had nice weather.
Yeah, well,
had
cool.
Some of those blue sky days.
Wasn't it amazing the weather we had this week? I was just out of
I mean, it's copy and paste weather pretty much all over the state today, even though it's a little overcast and you may get some rain today and tonight. But, you know, it's almost like the whole state over the last week and a half has had the same weather. Anywhere you are, and that's such a divergence from the craziness that we endured, and most of a diagonal, a whole triangle of the state, still dealing with cleanup, some still dealing with power and water issues.
And amazingly enough, they still are, yeah.
But thank goodness we've had good weather, and that's allowed people to get out and, you know, get things done. And as you just said, it's almost painting season.
It's almost painting season. Patton's going to talk about getting ready for painting season. Some people are already painting.
They're bold.
Yeah, they're bold.
I haven't done any real painting yet, but once you start seeing certain things bloom,
when
it's like, all right, I think that, you know, whatever you want to brighten up, freshen up, clean up, time to start.
I haven't yet done my lawn. And I really need to.
I did it last week. I went on and topped it a little bit.
Yeah.
I was hesitant because I'd planted an overseeded rye through the winter. And
sure.
My yard was the only one in the neighborhood still green.
Yeah.
And beautiful.
That's the way rye is.
It gets to that point where it's time to either kind of even it up, and because you know it's about to start dying back.
Yeah.
Or you give it another week or two, and it just looks a little ratty, but it's still pretty green.
Yeah.
Because once you cut it, it starts browning quickly. It's like, all right, I give up. So yeah, I was. It's one of those things. You know, so you got to make a decision on: do you want it clean and neat, or do you want it green?
Well, right now? You often talk about the weather, so I'm going to ask you a weather question.
Bring it on, boy.
See if you're here in this state where we live. Is winter over?
Well, I always do it by baseball season. Opening day is always generally great weather, even if it's a little damp or misty.
Sure.
You get this warm snap for a couple of weeks, and then as you get out of February into March, there always seems to be that week hidden in there somewhere where if you're wearing polyester and sitting on a metal bleacher, it's the worst place on the planet to be. I think that stops. I mean, Hattiesburg and North is generally, you know, maybe even a little north of Hattiesburg will get that snap somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll get one of those on the coast, because from my watching the weather as much as I have, the coast seems to have about a 10-degree difference at times, and these it can really be a wide swing. So I'm not sure. It takes something for, I think, the coast to get one of those extremely cold snaps. But I wouldn't rule out just yet. In other words,
don't start fertilizing too much. We can't rule it out yet. It's very unlikely now, in my mind, that it'll happen. But that doesn't mean anything, because it could, by the weekend, it could be just crazy
cold out again. Who knows?
I don't see anything over the next couple of weeks as far as those types of fronts pushing through out of Canada and down into the heartland, which generally seems to be the inertia behind some of those. But you get out a couple of weeks. Again, like I said, baseball season opened yesterday. Usually it's a couple or 3 weeks, and then you'll have that weird, you know, winter snap, the last thing, and you went, man, I planted my tomatoes too early.
Yeah.
Or I tried to do something, you know, a little. So I would be a little patient with certain things, unless you're in that very southern part of the state, which is God's country.
I wonder, does that mean that, I mean, did you change my hat in the car from my Patriots hat to the Red Sox hat?
It's almost time, sir. Yes, it definitely is. And as one of our listeners said in the 662, it's the Easter snap. I think that's a great way of putting it.
Yeah, it is true that I can just recall throughout the years has always been that sort of thing. When I was working with Farmer Jim kind of on a regular basis, he would always talk about, hey, it's not over yet. We're going to get a cold front before it's over with. And I think that was one of the years where we had an ice storm, a terrible ice storm.
And it'll be one of those where you get the super cold weather mixed with some rain, but it probably won't get under that freezing setup. It's just annoying.
It's just
one of those annoying where you go, oh man, we got to deal with this again. And you know, that kind of leads to where, you know, what projects do you have on the books?
Right.
What are you looking to do? I know I have to rip out a porch where the joists have gone bad in the top. And it just, I don't know, man, it just seems like to me, and I wonder, is pressure treated as good as it used to be? Because I used the best stuff you could get this last time, and I'll be honest, it just did not have the lasting power as when it was initially built with the exact same brand. This would be my fourth time to have to remove the top layers.
I think over the years, generally speaking, lumber itself is not as hardy as it used to be, not as strong as it used to be, just through old growth has disappeared. They're using a lot of new growth trees nowadays, and that new growth is sure strong material. Wood is a very structurally strong material, but not as strong as some of that old growth wood definitely is. Everything's a lot stronger when it's that aged wood that's been around a long time. So I would say that pressure treated today, yes, it's good, but is it as good as 10 years ago? I don't know. I know from regular pressure treated to yellow wood or really kiln dried pressure treated. And at first, people were saying, because it's kiln dried, a lot of the treatment that actually treats the wood has been actually taken from it. But I've been told lately that the kiln dried lumber in pressure treated is just as good as the regular pressure treated. But that doesn't mean that it's as good as it was 10 years ago either.
It was just one of those curiosity questions. I didn't know if others had experienced some of the same, or if it was just maybe batch oriented where you get these batches, it may just not necessarily be as good as or as pressure treated.
It's strange how batches from the same, I mean, like when I was managing the lumberyard, we would always get track trailers in with lumber on board from Canada and from all over the place. And sometimes the same mill would send the lumber would look great. I mean, it would be everything that it's supposed to be. And yet another truck would come in a couple of days later with another batch from the same company, and it just would not be up to par.
Well, and we have one of our listeners, Chris, in Summit, says 100% not as good, emphatically, with some explanation points. Thank you, sir. I agree. I mean, I just, as much as I've bought it in the last decade for certain projects, such as those exposed to extreme weather, so, you know, duck blinds, that stuff, the joist, though, the quality just seems to be less pressure treated. And it may be, as you said, it may be it's just new growth versus the older growth. I'd not really thought of it that way. Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah. And keep in mind, and I'll bring this up, I'm going to talk about this a lot later, but any kind of particularly when you're building like a deck, you should use any kind of plate or structural brace that you can to help it. We'll talk about that a whole lot today, because Simpson Ties makes these great, great corner braces, and just any kind of brace for lumber that you talk about, they can make, and they make it very well. And that also brings up the point where, because maybe, let's just say that pressure treated isn't today what it used to be years ago. In my mind, what that means, it needs a better coating put on it, a better sealant put on it, and a more high-quality finish, where if it's going to be finished, and it should be finished, or it will crack and split, because it is just Southern Yellow Pine. But the better waterproofing and the better sealant and the better finish you put on it, the more it's going to last, the more it's going to be protected from the elements itself, as much as pressure-treated is supposed to be.
Hey, and I'll say, well, Chris even came back, and I will echo this because I remember, but I have a 47-year-old deck that I added onto 10 years ago,
yeah.
And he's had to replace that part, but the old part's still solid as a rock.
Sure.
Well, my dad and three of his buddies, they built our deck at the house I grew up on, a big old deck.
Sure.
I had to be 12, 13. I'm 51 now, so yeah. Let's say similar. Never replaced a piece of wood on it. But, yeah. You know, he's been very religious about keeping the coatings, but I did the same thing. That's yeah. The thing. I did, you know, the twice a year for a while until you looked at it and went, well, that's not working well enough.
No, yeah,
but yeah. Yeah, his is still just absolutely beautiful and hard as a rock.
Well, a true deck builder who really understands how a deck should be built is going to do things like deck boards. Like, let's just take 2x6 deck boards themselves. Well, when you look at the end where it's been cut, you can see there's like a bowl shape where the actual fibers were going. And how that's supposed to go on the deck always is the bowl is supposed to be like upside down, so that the curve of the bowl is at the top and the bottom, where it's open and able to split, is facing the floor. And when you look at decks today, that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen very often. Most people will use the best face they can get a hold of to get their deck put down, and they don't even consider the edging and how it may look. But that's important to the longevity of the deck. It'll help your deck last longer by doing just that. Keep it when it bows. And when it warps, it's going to tend to want to warp bow shape, same direction as that bowl is going in. Therefore, upside down, it won't do much damage to your deck, but being the wrong way, it will. So that's just a point. All right. Yeah. Pressure treated. Is it today as good as it was years ago? Answers that we tend to be getting is no, it's not happening.
Well, you know, I love hearing from our listeners. They're usually doing the things we talk about today,
yeah.
and their experiences are extremely valid. So thank you for being a part of the conversation.
Right.
I love learning too, because it's one of those things, if you know you can find something better somewhere else and pay a penny more than something over here that's a penny less, I want to know about that.
Yeah, sure.
I don't mind driving a little bit. Even if it means I pay a little bit more, I want quality, because I'm not one of those that wants to redo anything. I built houses when I was in college,
yeah.
And the man that was our the head framer, and he was the guy that did the building. We had sure. The other guy that did the plumbing and layout the lot. And I remember first day on the job, as he had a menthol cigarette stuck where his eye tooth used to be, and that was his holding spot. And I loved it, because he'd have that cigarette stuck there, and he'd be talking to you, and you're like, is that thing going to fall out? And it never did. He was a pro. But he said at one time, he goes, boy, we build something once around here. I said, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And I knew what that meant, is if we've got to build it twice, it's coming out your pocket. That's always been with me. I don't like doing something twice.
Man with a lot of experience has something like that.
Yeah, and he did. And a master builder, though. And you know, building
right.
In a way that I was kind of blown away, took a lot of notes, learned a lot. But at the end of the day, it was that kind of wisdom that shows you how you're profitable doing things, how you run a business, and not hobbyish, but how you actually make money at something is doing it right.
When you have a manager owner who runs the business correctly and knows the ins and outs of how to go about doing something, they're so worth watching and taking notes and learning from, because there's nothing but a growth experience for you when you do things like, you know, just look up to that master carpenter or that master whatever they are, plumber or whatnot, electrician or welder or whatnot, and learn from them. They know so much being a master at what they do. They are pretty much aware of everything, but maybe technology that happens today just came out. They're just now getting on board with that, but they will. They'll be on board with it, and they'll leave the user, or they won't. They'll say, hey, this is not working for me, or it is working for me. But technology is changing an awful, awful lot. But I am going to do a thing about Simpson ties. The Simpson, let's see, where's my Simpson tie thing? Wood joints. Okay, wood-to-wood joints are generally pretty strong. Any wood-to-wood joint is pretty strong. But they can be made stronger by using Simpson strong ties. These are joist hangers, corner braces, kits for pergola, which I'm talking about. They've got wonderful kits that are like powder, painted powder black, or painted just about any color you want, or natural stainless if you'd like. And they work wonderful. I mean, they're used for floor and roof trusses, these ties are. And they have many shapes and sizes, and if you're going to build a deck, you should find out where you would use these ties, because like holding up your floor joist, use joist hangers. It'll help you so much in making it so much stronger than what it would be if you just secure the joint to the ledger board. In other words, if you use like joist hangers, you've really got something at that point in time. And the same with your corner bracing and whatnot. Use any kind of corner brace you can. So I think Simpson strong ties are worth looking at. And that is what they use when they talk about hurricane straps on a house. Well, all the different types and shapes of different straps that are available are from Simpson, and they make great hurricane straps. So, great company. All right, coming up, little next segment, we've got Pat and Seabrook is going to be with us, talk on the phone about Seabrook Paint and what they can do for you, and how you can treat that deck so it will last a long, long time. Be back in just a few minutes. Buddy Slowick, your rock and roll handyman. Don't you go away.
Go ahead on. Go ahead on and howl under the moonlight. Cause I got my baby by my side. Boy, she's the sweetest thing you ever seen. Your dog is howling. And I howl.
Two of the 80s biggest acts, Great White, Slaughter, together.
So come on now, rock me, rock me.
Great White, Slaughter. Saturday, April 18th at Pearl River Resort Silver Star Convention Center. Get tickets now at pearlriverresort.com. Great White, Slaughter, together, live.
Planning a home improvement project? Don't let your dream renovation become a nightmare. Before you hire any contractor, remember these three essential steps. Ask to see their current state license, check their insurance coverage, and always get at least three written estimates. Visit msboc.us to verify credentials and review complaints. Your home deserves a licensed professional, because when it comes to construction, cutting corners could cost you everything. Call the Mississippi State Board of Contractors or go to msboc.us to learn more. A message from the Mississippi.
During Carter.
Thank you.
Handyman Show right here in Super Talk, Mississippi. My name is Buddy, and on the phone with us, we've got Patton Seabrook from Seabrook Paints. Good morning, Patton.
Good morning, Buddy. How are you doing?
Man, I'm doing great today. How about yourself?
Doing wonderful.
All right. It's been a great week, or maybe even beyond. The weather's been just, like, unbelievable.
Well, we needed it. We needed it. It's been kind of a relief, especially for all the people all over the state that just got
slammed
by that ice storm.
They really did.
I know it's really nice to have these mild temperatures now.
Yeah, and some people still are suffering because of that storm, and that's a shame.
Oh, it's horrible. People really got hurt with this storm, no doubt about it. It was a really bad one.
It's something else. Lance and I were talking a little while ago about deck building today and maybe an older deck or somewhat, and he was saying that his thought was that the pressure-treated material that's available today is not as good as the pressure-treated material was 10 or 20 years ago. And that being true or not, my answer was, well, it is what it is when it's up. And it really is a matter at that point in time, if you know that it's not quite as good as it used to be, it really needs to be treated really well with a water treatment, a stain, and taken care of properly at that point in time. And that will give you the protection that you need.
You're exactly correct, especially being in Mississippi. You know, we're kind of in the coastal plain, we get a tremendous amount of rainfall normally.
Right.
And, you know, our exposure and weathering, you know, that's just raining and the sun beating down on it and drying it out over and over. That process really wears lumber or wood out. You know, it makes the grain open. The grain in the wood that we have now it's fatter, it's not as tight as it used to be. The trees are softer, of course, and for that reason, you really need to maintain your deck. I tell people to look at your deck every year.
Yeah.
You know, just look at it every year. And this is a good time of year to start assessing what the needs are going to be for your deck right now. Because it's about that time of year to, you know, treat your deck or clean it, get the mold and mildew off, depending on the age of your deck. You know, Benjamin Moore has a really good exterior stain line.
Right.
It's called Woodlux. Uh-huh. And it has every product that you would need, whether you want something transparent, translucent, semi-transparent, or even solid. We have solvent-borne and waterborne products. And with the new pressure-treated lumber, I tend to recommend the waterborne.
Yeah.
It does a really good job. You don't need something that's really going to penetrate with new pressure-treated wood, like you do with old pressure-treated wood or old lumber. You need something that'll penetrate better.
Sure.
And we do have the solvent-borne products for older decks that, you know, you're trying to maybe get another few years out of.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
You want to get the mold and mildew off of it first. That's our biggest problem.
Getting them clean.
I mean, we have the best environment in the country for growing mold and mildew that just gets embedded into the grain of the wood. And we have a great product that Benjamin Moore makes with this Woodlux line. It's a surface prep product for wood. It's called Restore.
Uh-huh.
And it's a dilution. You buy a gallon of it, but it's a dilution, but you mix it with water. But it'll turn, I've done it before, it'll turn a almost black-looking deck and make it, you got to get a really good, you know, scrub brush, a deck scrub brush. We sell them. And put it on your extension pole in a 5-gallon bucket and scrub it, but that Restore product will make it look new again.
Is that Restore something that you just put in a bucket and mix, or it is in a garden sprayer? How does it get applied?
Yeah, it's something you put in a bucket and mix
okay.
with water.
Okay, and then you just brush it on with your brush.
Yeah, and you could put it in a garden sprayer and apply it, but, you know, I just put my deck brush in the big bucket and get after it, you know. You can get a lot more on that way faster.
But we're talking about a product like that, it is going to use some elbow grease, which you need to actually get into it a little bit and make sure that you're getting all the mildew and mold out of there.
Yes. Yeah, you're going to have to agitate the surface if it's a deck that's really gone too far, which a lot of our decks do go too far in the state of Mississippi.
Sure.
usually people will build a deck, they'll forget about it for a few years and then look at it and go, oh my goodness, it's time to do something. Well, they don't realize 7 or 8 years has gone by.
Stop talking about my deck.
We all have these situations. I mean, everybody does, but, you know, we just have an unbelievable amount of humidity and moisture and rainfall, and, you know, which tends to exacerbate the mold and mildew problem.
Right.
So it's a constant that you have to stay on. I always tell people, at least, you know, if you're not going to, at least clean your deck.
Right.
And in the wintertime, the biggest problem, of course, we have all these trees that drop all these leaves and branches. I mean, that's what I'm doing today. I'm trying to get stuff cleaned up in the backyard. It's just unbelievable how much stuff falls out of trees.
That is true. My backyard is a mess at this point, too, as well.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's is. It's just debris. It's unbelievable. But when that debris lays on your deck and you don't clean it and you just let it sit there and rain, that deteriorates the wood faster than anything.
Wow. Well, so, I will admit that about once a week, about that time, I will blow my deck off with my blower, and all the time I keep those leaves from actually laying on the deck, and they hold moisture, and they'll put more. I mean, really, I want to get rid of them.
Right. Yeah, and that's what I recommend. Just keep your deck clean through the winter and the late fall and the early spring, and then, you know, clean your deck every year.
Right.
You know, I highly recommend doing that, and there's a lot of different products you can use to clean the deck with. Benjamin Moore makes one in this same surface prep product line that they have with this Woodlux stain line. It's called Clean, and it actually kills the mold and mildew. You mix it with water as well, but it works really good. And then they have a product that's a brightener, if you want to brighten the wood a little bit.
Right.
And it hadn't gone too far, but usually what I run into is the deck has gotten that dark gray, almost black look, and we end up going to the Restore product. And we do have a stripper, too. If you want to strip a deck, we have one called Remove. It strips old deck coatings. You know, if you have an old deck coating and you want to start anew, we do have a stripper.
Right.
That works very well. The surface prep products they sell with this Woodlux line work really well. They made it specifically for decks.
So when you're going in to buy something to clean your deck and maybe to coat it again with a sealant of some type, whether it be a solid or semi or whatever you're, it's a good idea to explain to the salesperson what kind of shape your deck is in so that they'll know what product you can use to clean it with.
Exactly, the great thing nowadays with this technology, we all have, you know, phones that take pictures. So,
yeah,
you know, take a few pictures of your deck and bring it in. That's very helpful because sometimes people don't realize they'll have, you know, a fourth of their boards that have cracks all in them.
Sure.
And it's not going to hold a stain or a, you know, coating very long because the water's going straight down into the wood. The heat's evaporating it up on the corners. It's going to kick up the coating off the deck board. So those boards, if they're really cracked really bad, you know, it's best to replace the boards.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, that happens a lot because of the kind of wood we have now.
Right.
With the grain, it's not tight like it used to be. You know, it's very soft.
Therefore, it's not going to last nearly as long or be as hardy.
Right.
So to speak.
The yearly deck maintenance, if you really use your deck and you enjoy it, you need to really pay attention to it, you know, every year.
And boy, it's a good year to start taking some assessments right now, what's going on.
Right.
And it's also a good time of year to we always talk about walking around your house and how important it can be, but it's a good time of year to walk around your house and check the caulking, check the paint job, and just see, hey, is it time? You know, do I need to do some work on the house? Maybe I don't need to paint. Maybe I just need to touch up with caulking and whatnot. Or maybe it's paint time, and the season's coming for sure.
Yeah, and this is a good time to do it because the weather's nice, and you can start planning. But all these structures in this part of the world move through the seasons. And, you know, some people do a better job of hiding their cracks than others. But most of our structures do move, and they'll have cracks that develop that weren't there the year before.
Right.
Especially on exterior fascia boards and soffits and windows especially. Especially if there's not a lot of protection, you really need to look at your windows and make sure everything's caulked.
Yeah, and, because I deal a lot with windows, I end up going to see people in houses that have windows that are leaking like crazy, and they look solid. To look at the window, you'd think that's really doing the job that it's supposed to do. But you get a close look at it or put something in it that can feel a draft coming in like a flame or something.
Oh, yeah.
Man, it's unbelievably the draft and the wind or the air that's coming in and being allowed.
It's unbelievable, especially with the frigid air we just had a couple of weeks ago. You could really feel it when it gets cold like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You can tell where your draft is coming from.
Well, my house is pretty well sealed, and the windows, of course, are sealed and everything, and I feel good about that. But you know what? I can't see, regardless of what I do, there's no way I can seem to stop the cold from coming in at the bottom of the door.
Oh, it comes in. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's there. It just seeps in. And so I've done everything like when it got really cold, like in the zeros and whatnot, I was putting towels at the bottom of my door to stop the draft. Anything like that to help. But, it's true. And again, a paint job on your house needs to be done correctly, and if it's done correctly, it's going to give you so much more service than what it would if you were just go ahead and get it painted with a lesser quality brand paint, lesser quality brand application products, all the things that are necessary to make it just everything that it should be. If they're not put in place, which, by the way, is not going to be a whole lot more cost to do, but to do the proper material and do it correctly, man, you'll get so much more out of it. It's unreal.
Oh, yeah. I say all the time that, really cheap paint is expensive, especially on the outside, because if you use an inferior coating, you've really created a problem.
Yeah.
Especially, down here where we live, you really need the most durable product that you can find. It's money well spent. You're talking about just a few pennies per square foot more.
Yeah,
it's really not that expensive compared to the labor that you pay to have it done.
Somebody
to do it.
I mean, all the paint and all the caulking that's necessary for a house is going to cost X amount of dollars, and to get the best grade you can get is only going to be a small percentage more.
Yeah, very small percentage. So I highly recommend people, I said, look, I know everybody has a budget, but I highly recommend buying the best exterior coating you can find.
Yeah, get a good one. Get a good one.
It makes a huge difference. It really does.
Patton, give me some phone number. How do we get to you guys, and tell me about your hours?
Yeah, sure. My downtown location is 601-352-4074. We have a location in Madison County right off I-55 across from the Renaissance shopping area. And that number is 601-853-9796. So, we're open all week. And, in fact, we're open right now. So,
yep. And
come see us. We'll take care of whatever you have that needs to be fixed or dealt with.
And there are people on the floor that can help you so very much with advice in any kind of paint project that you may be involved with, because these are paint people. These aren't just hired hands.
That's right. And, you just see a myriad number of issues, problems, and situations.
Yeah.
When you're dealing with coatings, it's unbelievable. I'll see something different or, interesting every week. Something pops up that I haven't, really dealt with before. It's just, there's a lot of situations out there on these properties that do come up that have to be dealt with.
Yeah. Most of the time when there's a failure of some sort of paint job, it's usually because of the application of or the not prep beforehand, and it's a product that is just the surface is just not ready for the paint at that point in time, and it'll fail a lot sooner than it would.
Yeah, the surface has to be not just washed but treated.
Yeah,
you're absolutely correct. It has to be treated. So you got to kill. Not only clean it, but you got to kill the mold and mildew spores.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of which you can't see. So you got to kill that.
Yeah.
That's what I mean by treat it. When people say, I got my house washed, I said, did you treat it as well?
There you go.
I said, you have to do that because that those mildew spores will come through the backside of that new paint film.
Well, Pat,
if the surface isn't treated.
I about run out of time. I want to thank you very much for being part of what we do here at the Handyman Show and get people out there to Seabrook Paint. Thank you, Pat, and have a good day.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Take care.
All right. Have a good weekend. Be back in a few minutes.
Super Talk. Nobody keeps Mississippi informed like we do. With 12 stations covering all 82 counties, if it happens in your state, we're on top of it. The news, the weather, the sports, and the talk that's important to you. The issues that matter to you, your family, and your bank account. It's all right here. And when you're away from home, depend on the SuperTalk app and supertalk.fm to stay in the know. We're proud to serve our fellow Mississippians. SuperTalk Mississippi.
Richard Cross from Super Talk Mississippi. Every weekday at 5, join Sports Talk Mississippi for the college football fix driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealers. Speaking of Ford, in 1977, Ford F-Series became the best-selling trucks in America. 33 million trucks later, we've kept that title every year since. And that's a formula we plan on repeating. Ford F-Series, built Ford tough. The best-selling trucks in America for 49 years and counting.
For a flipping good
but I got him through the hallway anyway.
Love that song.
He was so good.
Yeah,
he's so good. Unreal. Coming up in a little while, we've got a music segment. We're going to talk a little bit about music, and we're going to do something really weird today too. Some different stuff. But anyway, we'll get to that in a little while. Text line came in. Bubba writes, "Hey, buddy. What is the formula or solution for cleaning vinyl and aluminum siding? Thanks." Well, there's a formula you can make up yourself, which is the formula I recommend. Or you can also go out to any big box home center, Revel Hardware, any hardware store, and buy a product called Jomax. Jomax is a very good product. It's a concentrate, and it fits in a garden sprayer, and it makes a solution just by adding Jomax and add a little bleach to it in a garden sprayer. You can really get aluminum and vinyl siding clean. Now, if you have a tendency to want to make your own, you can make your own, and quite simply what you use is TSP, that's trisodium phosphate. Trisodium phosphate is nothing more than a good washing powder. That's really what it is. It's sold in the same way you used to sell Tide in boxes. Well, TSP is sold like in that way, in a powder type form. And TSP mixes up into a soapy kind of solution. But you use like a half a cup of TSP, a quart of chlorine bleach, and some water, get 2 gallons of water, and that'll make a good cleaner. Now, you may need to increase your bleach a little bit if you're actually not getting enough of the mildew and mold off. But that, having said all that, spray that on and let that set for a while, as long as it's not too hot outside, and then rinse it as just best you can. Get all of it off that's necessary. All of it is necessary to get off. You don't want to leave any cleaner on there, because what it'll do is leave spots and etches and water mineral stains that you don't want to see. So therefore, it is good to rinse it when you're finished totally. And before you start, rinse all of the plants and all of the foliage in and around the area so that the solution gets on them, it's not going to hurt them at all. And then when you're done, rinse it totally. It'll clean it up totally, and you'll be happy that you did. So, Bubba, I hope that answers your question. That's what we try and do. Hey, a text line is 601-879-4395, and you're welcome to get to us anytime. And let me take a minute to tell you about Revel Ace Hardware, one of the better hardware stores in the sound of my voice. Revel Ace Hardware, great, great hardware store. Many stores here in the central Mississippi area. And they've been in business since 1950, doing like crazy business. What they've done since 1950 is always the same as customer service. That's what they built their business on. Not only having all of the necessary hardware products that you'd like to see in a hardware store and more, but the customer service who understands those products and can help you get to each and every one of those products. And they've been doing the same thing since the 50s, and they're doing it today just as well. You go see my friends at Revel Hardware Store and tell them you heard about them on the Handyman Show. And keep in mind, there's probably 9 to 8 stores or something like that in the central Mississippi area. I've forgotten how many. It's just a whole bunch. And they're all over the place. The one in Pearl now, next door to it is the Power Equipment Center, which you look at now and you go, gee, that's kind of dull. They don't have a lot of power equipment there. Well, the season's coming, folks, and they'll load up pretty soon. There'll be just power equipment all over the place. But what they do have is in their store, it's like an automobile parts place. They have parts for everything that you'd ever need in the lawnmower business or in your chainsaw or any kind of blower. They have all the parts to fix any kind of quality equipment. If you've got a Gravely or a Steel or something of that nature, they'll be happy to work on it. Revel Ace Hardware, great hardware store, good people. Been with the Handyman Show a long time. Appreciate them very, very much. Thank you, Rebel. And go see my friends at Rebel Ace Hardware. Tell them you heard about them right here. Rock and Roll Handyman Show. Yeah, we do that every Saturday morning. Well, houses today are built with much better material, like longer lasting and decay resistant or even decay proof in material like siding is much better than what it ever used to be. Trim today is better than what it used to be. Doors are better. Windows are better. Flooring is better. Plumbing, since PEX came out and people have gone to PEX, it's a better plumbing system, believe me, PEX is. We're getting closer to building a maintenance-free house, but you know what? It's not going to happen, folks. Maintenance is something that always is going to need doing from time to time. And sometimes that means just cleaning. If you don't clean something on the outside, and particularly in the climate that we live in, like Pat and I were just talking about, we live in such a humid climate that is just... it's conducive to the growth of mildew and mold. And if we don't keep our exterior of our home and any part of our house clean, the mildew and mold is going to create rot and decay after a while. So it's a very good idea. But the material that they're using to build those things today, much better. Windows have just... they've come so far from the single glaze aluminum window that was the standard of the industry for years and years. And before that, it was a wood single glaze true putty window, which really wasn't a tight window at all and allowed a lot of draft through it. And it required almost always required a storm window on top of it. But today, windows are like a vinyl window, a solid vinyl window, it's got metal reinforcing in the center, and it's got low-E glass, much, much, much higher grade of glass than it's ever had before, much thicker airspace in the middle, a bigger airspace than it ever used to have. So they're using a lot better material, better roofing than we ever had. The roofing warranties have gotten longer and longer and longer because they're better roofing than it ever was before. So, yeah, and doors. You talk about metal doors and fiberglass doors. They're so far ahead of what used to be a wooden door and used window doors all over the place. Much better product. So, whatever your house is built out, just it's got to be kept clean. That's all there is to it. I mean, you know, I talk with Patton a lot about blowing off leaves off my deck. Well, I do the same in my driveway, and I keep it in my walkways and all that. Just get rid of, just blow that stuff off. That's what you blow us for, keep all that stuff clean. Hey, you listen to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi. About to take a short break. We've got some national Fox News coming your way. Also, we're going to do some local news, and we'll be back with a music segment in just a minute on the Handyman Rock and Roll Handyman Show. Be right back. Buddy Slug with you.
Direct from President Trump.
Send Cindy Hyde-Smith back to the United States Senate.
Trusted by President Trump, Trump says Cindy Hyde-Smith is 100% MAGA, 100% conservative.
Everybody really respects her, really likes her, special woman.
And he stood with Cindy every step of the way. Trump said it himself, Cindy's been with us from the very beginning.
Cindy Hyde-Smith, she's incredible. She's tough and smart and strong, and she's with us all the way.
Backed by Trump.
My complete and total endorsement.
Because President Trump knows she will never let you down. Cindy is fighting hard to secure our border, grow the economy, and defend our always under siege Second Amendment.
Cindy Hyde-Smith, fantastic woman.
Vote for Cindy Hyde-Smith in the Republican primary March 10th.
I'm Cindy Hyde-Smith, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Cindy Hyde-Smith for U.S. Senate.
Hi, I'm Josh.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about!
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me
back again, sneaking into your homes through your speakers. Here I come. Hey, this is the Handyman Show. We're going to do a music segment right now. And first artist we're going to talk about is Jimmy Hall. Who is Jimmy Hall? Well, Jimmy Hall's from Mobile, Alabama, and his first group was Wet Willie, of course. And he started Wet Willie with his brother Jack. And Jack played bass. Jack Hall played bass. And they were great. I got to see Wet Willie in the 70s sometime in Clinton. And it rained like crazy. And I forgot who was the headliner. Was supposed to show up, and they never did show up because the weather was so bad. Oh, they showed up and they left. That's what they did. And Wet Willie had done their warm-up set to warm them up and got ready for them to play, even in the foul weather. But the headliner waited and waited for the weather to get, and it didn't, so they left. Well, Wet Willie got back on stage and played for two more hours straight ahead and were absolutely fantastic. But since then, Jimmy Hall has done a solo career, which is just amazing, a song called Rendezvous with the Blues. And on that particular song, Jack Pearson is the guitar player, just so you know who the guitar player is, because the guitar player really stands out. But Jimmy Hall has also sang lead on a number of Jeff Beck songs. and he's played harmonica for many, many, many artists on their records, like Hank Williams Jr. And people of that status. So he's been around a while. Jimmy Hall knows what's going on, and he is well known as a blues singer and a blues harmonica player. He is a tremendous harmonica player. He has a solo career that is very, very active today. And from Mobile, and isn't that the original home of Mardi Gras? Isn't that where?
I think you're right, actually.
I think that's where the Mardi Gras actually got.
One of the oldest settlements in the New World, the Mauvilla.
Yeah.
Is what Mobile was named after, so it wouldn't surprise me. I can't remember, though, if that's if it was Mobile, but I think you're right.
Yeah, I think it was.
I'm going to look it up while we start doing some music.
Yeah, me too. That's what I thought it was. But anyway, and I would have done more like Mardi Gras type music today had I really given it enough thought, but I didn't. So Jimmy Hall is going to be my dedication to the Mardi Gras party, which is happening Tuesday. It's going to be a big deal. But let's listen to Jimmy Hall do Rendezvous with the Blues. Jimmy Hall. Between his voice and that guitar player, that Jack Pearson, unbelievable sound. The guitar just does so, I mean, his tone so matches the vocal, kind of, the same emotion, if you will. It's not the same sound by any means, but it's the same type of emotion. Guitar work is tremendous. Jimmy Hall is great. All right, let's move on. Lark and Poe. Female group, doing a song called Nowhere Fast. First time I ever heard Lark and Poe, and I never have heard them on record or anything before, but about 3 or 4 years ago, I've forgotten how many years ago it was, but I was at Cathead Jam here in Jackson, sponsored by Arden and a whole bunch of other people, but and Arden and I were standing together and listening, and Lark and Poe came on stage, and we were both just kind of like, in awe on how good they really, really, really were. Megan, the other one, plays slide guitar like unbelievably good. And Rebecca, who sings lead, is also a very good guitar player. And they play some very, very good music, have couple of albums out. One album, the latest album is called Bloom. But Locke and Poe, they're tremendous. They're worth going to see. It's worth going to see them anywhere you can. Great, great sound. Good group. Their album's pretty good as well. Locke and Poe, Nowhere Fast. Let's give a listen. Locke and Poe. I like them. I think they're just great. I really do. Worth listening to for sure. And talk about listening to. Somehow or other this week, I acquired a new stereo system. Now, how many does that make? I don't know. I don't know how many stereo systems I have in my house. But there's three active right now.
I mean, it's baseball season, so in the spirit of that, do you have the quadraphonic Blaupunk?
No, I don't.
That's you know, a line from Nuke Lelouch and Bull Durham, because you know, he had the quadraphonic Blaupunk in his Porsche.
No, mine just straight ahead stereos. That's all they are. But they play all kinds of tapes. All right. Hey, next artist is Robin Ford. I don't know if you're familiar with Robin Ford or not, but tremendous, tremendous guitar player. Jazz, blues, rock, you name it, Robin has played it. And he's going to do a cover of the Animals song, Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. But that's a cover of a song that, what's her name? Somebody did a long time ago. At any rate, it's not an original song. It's been redone. Even the Animals redid it. Is a copy version of Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. But Robin Ford does a great job on it. He sings lead. But also, he's played with Phil Lesh and friends for about a year in that 99 through 2000. And he's played with many others on their records, like George Harrison, Larry Carlton, Rick Springfield, Little Feat. Keys even played with Kiss, if you can imagine that. So Robin Ford has been around, and he is a tremendous, tremendous guitar player. So let's listen to Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood, Robin Ford.
Understand. can always be an angel. Things go wrong, you're bound to see you red. Joy that's hard to hide. And sometimes it seems that all I have to do is worry, and you're bound to see my other side. Love. Oh, baby, don't you know I'm human? Have faults like any other one. Sometimes I find myself alone and regretting some foolish little sinful thing I've done.
Yeah, don't let me be misunderstood. Robin Ford, great, great artist. Years ago, probably in the 70s, it was in the, I don't know, early 70s, I warmed up the Animals, and it was fun to be in a group that was part of what the Animals were doing. We played the show first, and then they played, and we got to watch them. It was like, it was really a thrill. We had a great group on us back then in the 70s, and we warmed up a lot of big-name bands, and Animals happened to be one of them. It was really good. All right, we're going to move ahead with an artist that I think everybody's pretty familiar with, Linda Ronstadt, and we're going to do a song called You're No Good. I know, we've probably all heard that 100 times, but You're No Good is again, it's a cover. Dee Dee Warwick did it in 1963. It's been around a long time. But Linda Ronstadt is a true rock and roller. No auto-tune. And if you're familiar with auto-tune is, it's, they didn't even have that back when she was voicing her vocals. And she would sing right on key all the time. Linda Ronstadt has a beautiful, beautiful voice and can sing anything at all. Also in this song, the guitar player is Andrew Gold. Now, Andrew Gold is a multi-instrumentalist, and he's an underrated guitar player. Tasteful, always hits things just right, and has a great solo career, and yet he's been behind many artists playing with them as well. And he's done so, so well in when he plays. Is like, it's listening to somebody who really understands the guitar and never overplays, just plays right on the money.
Hey, so, and we're going to take this one on the way out, and we'll do the black, the others on the way on the end there.
That'll work. All right. So yeah, we better get going then. All right, we will. Let's do Linda Ronstadt. You're No Good.
Baby,
Richard Cross from Super Talk Mississippi. Every weekday at 5, join Sports Talk Mississippi for the college football fix driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealers. Speaking of Ford, in 1977, Ford F-Series became the best-selling trucks in America. 33 million trucks later, we've kept that title every year since. And that's a formula we plan on repeating. Ford F-Series, built Ford tough. The best-selling trucks in America for 49 years and counting.
While most people are settling into their cubicles and sifting through their inboxes, others are busy building the foundation of the future. One brick, pipe, and electrical line at a time. The construction industry in Mississippi needs over 100,000 skilled tradespeople now. If you're looking for an in-demand, well-paying career, visit buildmississippi.com to discover rewarding careers in the trades. Buildmississippi.com. Your future is waiting. Let's build it.
During Carter Jewelers.
The Black Keys. That's what we were going to go out with our music segment. I ran my mouth so much we didn't get. Matter of fact, we didn't even hear the end of the Linda Ronstadt song, which I wanted. Andrew Gold plays a great lead on the end, and that's, you know, sometimes just run my mouth too much.
Well, you enjoyed it, and that's what's important.
That's right. Well,
you have a love for something.
You got
talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, I did. I talked about it a lot. But, but good. Black Keys, great, great group, by the way.
Such a unique sound, too.
Two people. A guitar player and a drummer, but the guitar player is a multi-instrumentalist. He plays all kinds of stuff.
I don't know what their quality, not quality, I should say, because obviously their production quality is very high.
Right.
But what the amount of sound they put out with two people. Yeah, and it's so distinct, too. I've always enjoyed them because the vocals, it almost sounds like it's an old kind of can style of microphone, and it gives it a little bit of a...
is a Learfield presentation of the Ole Miss Sports Network.
He's swinging and a miss. He struck him out.
Hotty Toddy.
You remember Omaha, baby.
This is Ole Miss Baseball.
You can forget it because it's out of here. Showers in the outfield.
That was a rob job.
A towering shot to the wall.
Is Ole Miss Baseball on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield in partnership with Supertalk Mississippi Media. Our coverage of Rebel Baseball begins with the Ole Miss Dugout Show, presented by Coca-Cola. Fan work is thirsty work. Enjoy a Coca-Cola. And by Ford, Mississippi Ford dealers and the Ford F-150, official truck of the Ole Miss Rebels. The countdown is on to Ole Miss Baseball. Let's go to the broadcast booth with a voice of the Rebels, David Kellum.
Last night, 16th-ranked Ole Miss opened the 2026 baseball season with an 11-3 win over Nevada in Game 1 of this weekend's three-game set. The Rebels and the Wolfpack are set to battle in Game 2 at high noon. Ole Miss will send right-hander Cade Townsend to the hill to try and capture the series, while Nevada, looking for the split, counters with a lefty, Alessandro Castro. It's the Mountain West versus the SEC here at Swayze. Hello, I'm David Kellum along with Brad Henderson, and we'll have all the action at the top of the hour. But first, stay tuned for the Dugout Show. That's next on the University of Mississippi Learfield Sports Network.
It's 6:30 and the branch is closed.
Yep.
and you couldn't find your debit card.
Nope.
But you're going to get cash.
Yep. Cadence Bank Live Teller has extended hours, and I can get cash from my account with my driver's license.
My bank can't do that.
Nope.
With over 300 live teller locations with extended hours, there's opportunity here. Find a live teller near you at cadencebank.com/live teller. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
What a matchup we've got, folks. Just nonstop action. The energy is electric and the fans are all in. An intense game like this calls for a Coca-Cola. Ah, crisp and refreshing. That's a game changer. Yeah, that taste scores every time. And just like that, they're back at it. Passionate fans and an ice-cold Coca-Cola. Now that's a winning combo. No matter the team, no matter the sport, everyone knows fan work is thirsty work. Enjoy a Coca-Cola.
Hitting them long and touching them all.
Yes, sir, baby! That ball is out of here!
This is Ole Miss Baseball from Learfield.
All Britain's Jewelers. When love requires a gift, nothing says it better than All Britain. Since 1920, we've been part of your family. From weddings and anniversaries to holidays, we've been there for every special occasion. At All Britain's, we value your trust. Every gift, whether large or small, is a reflection of our commitment to quality and excellence. There's a reason we're still Mississippi's foremost diamond merchant. Let us show you why. All Britain's Jewelry, 4460 Old Canton Road in Jackson.
All Britain's Jewelers.
Hey guys, this is Schaefer Davidson and my wife Lori, owners of Davidson Marble and Granite of Canton, Vicksburg, and McGee. We also have Davidson Monument Company of Forest and Kosciuszko, as well as Central Mississippi Monument Company of Carthage and Louisville.
We offer a variety of granite, marble, and bronze headstones. We are back to pre-pandemic lead times with gray granite running approximately 2 to 3 months.
We are a third-generation family-owned business serving Mississippi since 1937. Check us out on Facebook or at DavidsonMarbleAndGranite.com.
Council.
Hello, and welcome back to Swayze Field in Oxford University Stadium, where we've got overcast skies today. As right now, Nevada taking infield, Rebels tossing in right field as we get ready for game number two. We moved the game from 1 to noon to try to beat weather later in the evening. Around 6-7 o'clock, we'll get a percentage of rain to slip in at 21% and 37%, single digits though during the course of the game, so probably a good move to back it up a little bit. And currently 61 degrees, going to be in the upper 60 throughout the game. We had a beautiful day yesterday, Brad, so we're hoping that we can get this one in with no trouble too.
Yeah, when I rolled in earlier, DK, I looked it up, and at 11 o'clock our time, it was 56 degrees. Here it was 36 degrees, and obviously at 9 o'clock in Reno, Nevada. So,
oh, wow.
I imagine the Wolfpack's enjoying this weather as well. So, yeah, looks like we're going to get it in today. We did move it up, but should be another good day for baseball.
Field played really good. We talked about the ice stuff, and we're not going to get into all that again, but they were able to get the field, you know, ready to roll for the season, and it's in great shape again. It's 390 to center, 365 in the alleys, 330 down the lines, and we only saw two homers, though, in last night's game.
Yeah, we did. One real early, first batter of the game. Jay Carvey had a quality at bat, and Hunter Elliott, and then obviously Brett Mosley late in the game with a big two-run homer to right field for Ole Miss. So, yeah, maybe some more fireworks in that southwest wind today, DK. It's going to blow out to left a little bit today. So, you know, we talked about it. Who wouldn't sign up for 60, 65 degrees in February? So, maybe some fireworks in that Ole Miss lineup today.
Rebels won 11-3, 950th win for Coach Mike Bianco yesterday. It was the first meeting in the series between these two teams. And, you know, as we go back and kind of look at part of that game, Brad, I thought the Rebels answered in inning number one. That's where you start. An awesome at-bat for Jake Harvey, a 9-pitch at-bat to get a home run on arguably one of the best pitchers in America to get that. In fact, I talked to Hunter after the game, and Hunter even said, man, what about that at-bat? Man, I was hitting my spots, and he was, like, perplexed. So it was a great at-bat. Harvey did not hit a single home run the entire year last year and was a regular on this team, but he figured out a way. But the Rebels came back, Brad, the bottom of the first and answered and then cruised on the rest of the way.
Yeah, I thought that was the key to the game. You never know which play is going to be the most important. It could be in the first inning, could be in the ninth inning. And for Ole Miss, they load the bases, and on the first pitch he sees as an Ole Miss Rebel, Tristan Bassetta lines one in the right center field gap, scores three runs easily, and the Rebs are off and rolling.
So what do you want to see in game two?
Well, you want to see us clean up a little bit more defensively. We had a couple errors yesterday that ended up costing us a couple of runs. And then you want to see Cade Townsend get off to a good start. After talking with Joel Mangrum earlier this week about the right-hander, you know, can he make that jump? Can things slow down? And he can tell immediately if he's jumping towards home plate or he's really fluid and in a smooth rhythm. So we'll look to see that early. We'll see a couple new guys today in the lineup. Colin Reuter, obviously a returner. Tate Sermons, a returner that redshirted last year. A couple more right-handed bats in the lineup.
Hey, you know, it's always a good time for Big Fly. We'll remind you that Nicholas Ayer sponsors our home runs, the exclusive private aviation partner of the Ole Miss Rebels. The next time you fly, hit it out of the park with Nicholas Ayer. Visit NicholasAyer.com. And also, extra base hits, the other ones, the doubles and the triples, they're brought to you by NE Spark, the most reliable, cost-efficient, lightning-fast internet around. Whether you're streaming the Rebs or surfing the web, Spark offers both residential and business options. Visit NESpark.com to learn more and register for Spark internet service. Got my Spark back. Woo, I was missing it, too, during that ice storm. Glad to have it. When we come back, we'll get Brad's thoughts about this pitching matchup. We'll hear from Coach Mike Bianco a little bit later as well. Check on the rest of the SEC. We welcome Aaron Brunk to our broadcast as well. Aaron handling our studio hosting, and we'll have some scores for us with a big day of SEC baseball coming up today as well, and basketball. The Rebels hosting Mississippi State this evening. We'll talk more about that on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
The Right Field Terrace isn't just a place. It's a vibe where the red and blue roar among home run showers, sending opponents into delirium and bringing the energy to Swayze Field. This Ole Miss tradition is brought to you by Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks 49 years straight. Drive F-150, official truck of the Rebels, only at your Mississippi Ford dealer, based on 1977 to 2025 total sales.
Whether it is before you head to Swayze to watch our Rebs play or after the game celebrating a Rebel win, Funky's Oxford is where you want to be this baseball season. With 18 daiquiri machines, an expansive liquor selection, and Oxford's favorite pizza, Funky's is the place to bring your friends, family, and Fido. Rebels play away? We've got you taken care of with full coverage of the Road Rebs on our 15 TVs. From Oxford to Omaha, come hang out at Funky's to make the most of your baseball season.
Play ball.
Swing and a miss! He struck him out!
This is Ole Miss Baseball from Learfield.
Jack Hoffman here with Tico Steakhouse. My dad started the legacy in Ridgeland in 1989, and I've continued that legacy in Oxford. Whether you're craving a perfectly cooked steak, warm, friendly atmosphere, or a strong pour at the bar, we got a seat waiting for you. Two locations, one legacy. Ridgeland off County Line and Oxford on the Square. The perfect place to celebrate with friends, family, or the special occasion. Come taste the tradition at Tico Steakhouse.
We've sent that Rip Van Winkle guy to the dentist.
Hey, what?
And what's worse than a trip to the dentist? Your wife's paint project that you've put off. Let Seabrook Paint in Jackson and Ridgeland find that Benjamin Moore paint and a contractor that will get you back doing the important things in life, like grilling and watching sports. Seabrook, Benjamin Moore paint, and a happy wife, happy life. Seabrook Paint in Jackson on Monument and in Ridgeland on West Jackson.
First down!
Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
In Oxford as the grounds crew getting the field ready for us. Coach Bianco meeting with the team in right field. We're in a cream unis today, so we've got that going on. And we'll have some baseball between Ole Miss and Nevada coming up. The Rebels trying to win the series today after the 11-3 win last night. Ole Miss left 8 on base, Nevada 7. Rebels out hit the Wolfpack 11-2. Hunter Elliott got the win. Desch took the loss. And then Hudson Calhoun got his first save of the year as well. And we'll talk to Coach Bianco about that game here in a moment as well. 10,471. It was a good crowd. 950th win for Coach B. And now we move into day two. We're going to look at the pitching matchup. Brad Henderson's pitching diagnosis is brought to you by St. Dominic Hospital. Know your own vital stats with online heart risk assessment. Visit stdom.com/healthyheart to get started. And we're going to see for Ole Miss, Cade Townsend And then he's a right-handed for them. The Wolfpack will be Alessandro Castro, a left-hander. We'll start with Castro. He's 6 foot 195, redshirt junior from Tucson, Arizona. Last year at Nevada, he was named All-Mountain West first team in his debut season there. He started 15 games, which he appeared and was 5-3 with a 5.33 ERA, struck out 43 over 72 innings. He didn't see any action as a redshirt in Arizona. He originally signed with them out of Pima Community College, where he began his career, where he made 15 appearances, was 7-5 in JUCO. He pitched at Push Ridge Christian Academy in high school, Oral Valley, north of Tucson. He was 18-8 in high school, was a fantastic pitcher, perfect game, preseason All-American, and also was the 3A State Player of the Year as well. But as you look at his numbers, Hindu, he did give up a lot of hits, 91, not a ton of home runs, 8, but 43 strikeouts in 72 innings. Batting average against him was pretty high, though, at .311.
Yeah, it's not overpowering, David. He's going to be, you know, with that fastball in the upper 80s, may touch 90, 91, but nothing overpowering from Castro. The slider, changeup will be his two off speeds. Just talking with some of the guys today, he's going to go fastball, changeup to the right-handers, fastball, slider to the left-hander, but he is a strike thrower, and that's why, you know, he's given up some hits, but he's not giving up the free passes, which is what they have, you know, kind of their nemesis yesterday. They walked 6, hit 4 of the Ole Miss lineup yesterday, and he's going to be more in the zone. So I think if we're patient, can lay off the off-speed, he's had trouble in the past landing those pitches for strikes. Eventually, you're going to get a good fastball to hit, and once you get it, you'd like to see Ole Miss be on time and use the entire field.
So that's who is going for Nevada. Starting the game, though, for Ole Miss, the home team, will be Cade Townsend. He was a freshman a year ago, 15 appearances, had 8 starts, 43 strikeouts in 34 innings. He struck out a career-high 7 in an outing over 4 innings against Little Rock, and it was really fun to watch him a year ago. He's a Cali guy from Aliso Viejo, California, went to Santa Margarita Catholic, where he was the number 100 in perfect game class of 24's 500 best. He played one season there at Catholic, at Margarita Catholic, 63 innings, 1.56 ERA, 6-0 record, 160 average against him. And he was first team All-State in California, first team All-American, in fact. And you look at last year, had a high ERA, 6.35, got the one victory. But, you know, opponents only hit .228 against Cade a season ago. But he got a lot of experience, and we're ready to see what he can do in his sophomore year.
Yeah, it's a big jump for him, big year for him, and we're looking forward to it. And that begins today. The fastball's up to the mid-90s now, DK. Could see 96, 97. The cutter, which was his best pitch last year, will be around 90 miles an hour. He's got a sweeping slider that'll be in the mid-80s, a curveball, more of a slower 12 to 6 type curveball, being the low 80s, and a split finger as well. Talking to Joel Mangrum, I think the one thing that he immediately said was he's a lot more physical.
Helfrich hit a solo and a 2-run. So that's the action yesterday. We'll keep up with action today as well. But most of the league did pretty good. The head coach for Nevada is Jordan Getzelman, named Nevada head coach this year. He's been a longtime assistant, of course, for Ole Miss. Mike Bianco in his 26th year. We're going to hear from him in just a moment. Don't forget that Rebel Stolen Bases in the Game are presented by Wade Incorporated, who's been serving Mississippi as your John Deere dealer since 1909 with 14 locations to choose from. Be sure to visit your nearest Wade Incorporated dealership for all of your lawn, small, and large tractor needs when it comes time to choose. Remember, nothing runs like a deer. We'll hear from Coach B next on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
At Atmos Energy, we believe affordable, reliable, and efficient natural gas is essential to achieving a low-carbon energy future. We're committed to helping protect the environment by providing smart choice solutions to help customers reduce energy use and lower their carbon footprint. Get a rebate up to $600 off qualifying high-efficiency natural gas appliances, smart thermostats, and weatherization upgrades. Together, we're fueling our energy future. Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
There's team pride, and then there's extra Ole Miss pride. When I'm carrying the Ole Miss Regions Visa debit card or prepaid Regions Now card, that's exactly what I get. Whether I'm grabbing some extra Ole Miss gear or picking up an extra dozen wings for the game, this card always brings it. Sometimes I get an extra hotty toddy from the cashier, too. Visit Regions.com/GoRebels to get yours.
Extra changes everything. And at Regions, extra is our ordinary. Official bank of the SEC, member FDIC.
Ole Miss Baseball returns after a word from your local station. This is the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
eye doctor's office is awesome.
It's where we go when I have a fever or get hurt.
Mom says it's so close.
Trust Care Kids is every kid's favorite pediatric clinic. Our caring staff is here for everything from colds and ear infections to routine checkups. Plus, our clinics are kid-approved, packed with interactive games your kids will love. Open late and weekends, too.
There's a new kid on the block.
Trust Care Kids. Get care faster. We're not kidding.
You already know that Madison Cellars is Madison's favorite place to buy wine and spirits since 1988. On Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center, Madison Cellars has a hometown feel with a big city selection. Do you have a question about which wine to serve with a certain dish? Call 601-856-0931 and let their knowledgeable staff help you find the perfect match. Find out more at madisoncellars.net or stop by today. Madison Cellars on Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center.
And the Ad Council.
The Ole Miss Dugout Show continues with the head coach of Rebel Baseball, Mike Bianco, presented by Coca-Cola. Fan work is thirsty work. Enjoy a Coca-Cola. Once again, here's David Callum.
And we are back with Coach Mike Bianco as Ole Miss gets ready for game two against Nevada. The Rebels winning 11-3 yesterday. Coach, just general thoughts about the game in totality. I know that you're always great to get out there and see some positive things and win game one.
No, well, without a doubt. I thought we played well. I mean, that's, as a coach, that's what you hope for. You want to win, you know, but the most important thing is to get better, and I think we got better yesterday. It was nice to see Hunter get off to a good start, but in that game particularly, he did. You know, yeah. A great at bat by their leadoff guy Harvey. Gets a slider just over the fence in left field, and then the next guy, I think Dobie, gets a double. But then after that, he's just lights out. Mm-hmm. And, terrific, I thought, on the mound. Really proud of Hudson Calhoun. Came into a jam, not maybe the way you designed it, but it's something that, we're going to need him to do, much like Mason Morris did last year, and get us off the field in a critical situation there in a six where it was still a ball game. It's 7-3, and, the tying run's in the hole, and, he gets punch out, and really, was, terrific the rest of the way. And obviously put some innings together. Mm-hmm. Probably if you want to be critical, certainly the sixth inning, some really difficult plays for our middle infielders, but we got to make one or two mm-hmm. of those plays, and we end up not making any of them and kind of letting the inning blow up in our face. The other thing would be, can we continue to put the chain together? That's how you score runs, is have those quality at bats one after another, and we call it a quab chain together, quality at bat chain. And I thought we kind of lost that. Credit their guy, their reliever, with really good stuff and mixing up with several different breaking balls. But I thought we kind of took the foot off the gas pedal a little bit offensively in the second half. But overall, just proud of the way we performed yesterday. But today's another day.
Calhoun, you guys have always been in his camp, waiting for him, I guess, to come along, but continue to push him, get better, and to see it come to fruition. He was really good yesterday.
He really was, and he had great outings last year. He had a terrific outing down in the Governor's Cup last year. Probably not as consistent as he would want to be throughout the entire season, but he was a big piece of the pen. And and he's a guy that was certainly in the running to be one of the starters, and still is. To just be quite honest, but the truth is, only three guys can start, and you need guys like him. We found how important it is, and you know that throughout. Doesn't matter if it's Scott Biddle, it doesn't matter if it's Stephen Head, if it's Jake Morgan, or who it is out of Mason Moores, you need people in that pen that are going to be able to shut down innings and get you off the field, and he was terrific last night.
Chose Kate Townsend for game number two. Give us your thoughts about him being a starter for us.
Well, he obviously started a bunch of games last year. We said it in your show on Thursday night, Reb Talk. Maybe the last guy to beat LSU, mm-hmm. The eventual national champions last year in the SEC tournament semifinals. Arguably as good as stuff as anybody on the team. A guy that's been there before. He's pitched as well as anybody since August, and excited for him to get the first weekend start of the year.
More opportunity for some different guys today, too. We'll see how the weekend continues, but I know you're just trying to look at everybody and see how the pieces come together.
No doubt. Reuter gets back out there, really debated him starting, but knew he would start against the left-hander today, so he ended up not getting the start yesterday, but starts today, DH. Tate Sermons, kid that redshirted. We mentioned Mosley in the postgame last night, another guy that redshirted, you know, last year, Tate Sermons. Another kid has just been terrific all fall, early spring. He starts in left field today, and, you know, we'll continue to do that. And, you know, again, it's not intramurals. Not everybody gets a start, but the guys certainly that deserve it, you know, need to get out there this weekend.
Coach, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mike Bianco, head coach of the Rebels, 950th win yesterday in his Rebel uniform. We'll be back and continue with our pregame show shortly on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
Hey, when you're hurt, you want a doctor you can trust. That's why athletes across Mississippi, from Ole Miss to high school statewide, turn to Mississippi Sports Medicine. With 16 locations from Brookhaven up to Hernando, they're the trusted orthopedic team physicians for the Rebels, the MHSAA, and schools all over the state. Their surgeons have performed over half of Mississippi's total joint replacements, while their walk-in clinics and 24/7 online availability make access to care easy. Visit MississippiSportsMedicine.com for more information.
Hey, Rebel fans. For more than 50 years, Mississippi Asthma and Allergies board-certified team of allergists has treated patients by identifying triggers and creating personalized treatment plans. Now, with 8 convenient locations across Mississippi, including Oxford, we're right next door when you need us. Treating infants to adults and Ole Miss students. Find our clinic nearest you at msaac.com. Mississippi Asthma and Allergy, helping Mississippi live life to the fullest and allergy-free.
Ole Miss baseball lives here.
Swung on, hit deep to right field, toward the wall, toward the foul pole, it is gone!
On the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
During Carter Jewelers Kiss promotion, you'll find tons of beautiful fine jewelry under $100 at unbeatable prices. Every purchase comes with a half a dozen free roses from Greenbrook Flowers. When you draw your Hershey's Kiss, depending on the color, Carter Jewelers will give you an extra discount of up to 30% off. These discounts are off what was already the best prices in the industry. This includes jewelry closeouts from the world's largest jewelry manufacturer. This jewelry is already priced far less than what Carter Jewelers or any other jeweler would have to pay for jewelry of this quality if it was ordered today. It's hard to believe, but every piece of jewelry comes with an extra kiss discount of up to 30% off. Remember, free roses with every purchase. Located downtown Jackson on High Street and the Pemberton Plaza in Vicksburg. Financing and no credit check is available, and trade-ins are welcome. Sale ends Valentine's Day.
Association and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Ole Miss Dugout Show. It's time now for today's starting lineups, brought to you by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
And we're going to take a look at the defensive setup for Ole Miss. The Rebel home team in left field is Tate Sermons. In center field for Ole Miss is Hayden Federico. The right fielder is Tristan Bassetta. Third base is Judd Udemark. The shortstop will be Braden Randall. Second base, Dom Decker. Playing first base is Will Furness. Catching will be Austin Folley in this one. And on the hill, Cade Townsend. Colin Root will be the DH in the lineup. We'll look at that a little bit later. And that's a look at the Rebels starting lineup.
Today's starting lineups have been brought to you by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company. The first pitch is coming your way next as Ole Miss baseball continues right after these messages.
Friday Night Baseball, and my son Josh is at the plate. Me, I'm live streaming the whole thing to the entire family, even Cousin Henry in Wisconsin. No one misses a thing thanks to Ceasefire. Oh my gosh, he just crushed it to left field!
Connecting you to what inspires you most on Ceasefire's blazing fast 5G network. And right now, get the latest 5G phone on us with trade-in. Ceasefire, inspired by you. 5G not available in all areas, capable device required. See Ceasefire.com for details.
What a matchup we've got, folks. Just nonstop action. The energy is electric and the fans are all in. An intense game like this calls for a Coca-Cola. Ah, crisp and refreshing. That's a game changer. Yeah, that taste scores every time. And just like that, they're back at it. Passionate fans and an ice-cold Coca-Cola. Now that's a winning combo. No matter the team, no matter the sport, everyone knows fan work.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.